Blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. Now, I don't plan to mention Apollo in every homily going forward, but you might hear about him for a little while yet. Sorry about that. Not really. But one way people describe the closeness between a person and a pet is by using familial language. Have you noticed that? For example, people sometimes refer to Apollo as my son. And in turn, they would call me Apollo's dad. Those descriptors are terms of endearment to express the ties of emotional love between a person and a pet. Hopefully, people know enough biology that they do not take those terms literally and think I gave birth to Apollo. In other words, we can use language with a literal meaning, but we can also use words with a symbolic meaning. But if you do not carefully distinguish, you might be carelessly duped. In the gospel today, we see a similar symbolic use of familial terms that, at least for us Catholic Christians, helps us to understand the meaning of the Bible more accurately. We read, "The mother of Jesus and his brothers, came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd." Now, if you take that passage literally, you may think that Jesus had literal siblings, and therefore, Mary and Joseph had other offspring. And I believe many Protestants interpret that passage literally. Roman Catholics, on the other hand, understand those familial terms symbolically. That is, kind of like how people refer to me and Apollo as father and son. Why is that? Well, there are two basic reasons. First, in other cultures, like in first century Judaism, familial terms like brother and sister were applied to people who were not literally your siblings. That is, they could be used to mean your cousins. Family members were not defined and distinguished as tightly and cleanly as we tend to in modern American culture. In my home country of India and other cultures, multiple families often lived and grew up in the same house. So, grandparents, children and their spouses and their children grew up like the nuclear family in the United States. So we Indians used terms like cousin brother, or in Spanish they say primo hermano, to talk about relatives who were literally cousins but symbolically brothers. Maybe the American equivalent would be kissing cousins, as we say. Cousins to whom you are so close, you greet them with a kiss. Or here in Arkansas, you might end up marrying them. You know, when couples come to me for marriage preparation, one of the questions I ask is, are you related to each other? And then we laugh, right? But I add, well, we are here in Arkansas. Language in different cultures carries this dual meaning. And if you don't carefully distinguish, you might be carelessly duped into marrying your cousin. The second reason Catholics interpret this passage symbolically rather than literally is because of the Church's faith in the perpetual virginity of Mary. Now, the perpetual virginity of Mary sometimes even surprises Catholics who do not know our faith as well as we should. Put simply, Mary was always, perpetually a virgin. She never had relations with Saint Joseph, and therefore she never bore any other children besides Jesus. Put it this way, Jesus is not only God's only begotten Son, Jesus is Mary's only begotten Son. Mary's perpetual virginity also highlights a key difference between most Protestants and Catholics. How so? Well, Catholics try to maximize Mary's importance and role in salvation history. And being a perpetual virgin reinforces that theological narrative. It makes Mary special. Protestants, by contrast, seek to minimize Mary's place in faith, and seeing her more as an ordinary mother who had other children besides Jesus, and therefore she must have had sexual relations with Saint Joseph, serves the Protestant narrative. People interpret Scripture not only by what it says, but also according to what they want it to say. Protestants interpret Jesus' brothers literally because of their belief about Mary. And we Catholics understand Jesus' brothers symbolically because of what we believe about Mary. And by the way, those divergent interpretations also subtly say something about sex and virginity, and which is more important. Did you catch that? When you read the Bible, if you don't make careful distinctions, you might be carelessly duped, like kissing cousins who end up marrying each other. I mean, we do live in Arkansas. Praised be Jesus Christ.